Our next stop is going to be at the highest viewpoint on this drive, and this one will give us a magnificent view of the entire basin. But before we get there, when we first began the Scenic Loop drive, did you notice the roadside sign that warned us about keeping an eye out for tortoises crossing the road? This wasn't a joke. There are tortoises here. That's desert tortoises I'm talking about, not to be confused with turtles. Turtles have adapted to live in watery environments by holding their breath. Desert tortoises live in dry environments, walk on sandy soil, and store their own water supply. Most visitors will never see a wild one, as they camouflage pretty well thanks to their gray or brown shells. And not to mention they hibernate for big chunks of the year. Spring is the luckiest time to see them. I call them the granddaddy of the desert, because a wild desert tortoise can live up to 50 years. There is a tortoise habitat at the visitor center, and it's a place where rescued tortoises are brought. You're still not guaranteed to see one, but it's worth a try. Remember, your receipt for entry allows us to return to the visitor center or to keep driving the loop for the rest of the day.